Okay, let's go over here to Kathy in Tacoma. We got about 2.5, 3 minutes before the break, Kathy, so you can certainly get your question in, and we can keep talking if we can.
Okay, great. Thank you, Dr. Wright. I have a quick question about my thyroid. In November of 2017, the TISH was 3.4, and then when I had it done recently, I had been taking a lot of ashwagandha because I couldn't sleep, and then it went down to 3. But I don't want to take – my naturopath put me on Nature Throid to bring it down some more, but I don't want to be on that. Is there any way I can lower it without being on, you know, just naturally?
Possibly there is. You go ahead.
Oh, well, the ashwagandha didn't. I was taking that at night, and it just didn't seem to be working very fast.
Okay. Well, look at, ma'am. For one thing, there's a wonderful research report by Dr. Dennis St. John O'Reilly that tells us that trying to follow the TSH as a marker of thyroid function is what my Italian grandmother would have called Bologna, and that is not at all accurate. He points out that in every study published when the TSH blood test was being developed, they paid no attention to the clinical situation of the individual. They only paid attention to the lab. That's called treat the lab and don't treat the patient. Okay, he tells us, Dennis St. John O'Reilly, he's a professor in Glasgow, that the most accurate and the most important thyroid measurement to follow is not the TSH or TUSH. It's the free T3, because the free T3 is the molecule that tells every cell in the body, oh, it's time to burn energy, if you would. And the free T4 doesn't do that. That's just a signaling molecule back to the pituitary that crosstalks with TSH or TUSH. So anyway, get your free T3 measured and see if you really do need to do something, ma'am, because if it's adequately within normal, I don't mean just one smidge above the low end of normal, but adequately within normal, then you got no worries for thyroid. But let's say for just a moment that it isn't adequately within normal, then talk to your natural medicine doctor about using two things. One is called thyroid glandulars. Standard Process makes one of those. It's called thyrotrophin. And the thyroid glandular contains all the tissue out of which thyroid glands are made, except it comes from New Zealand sheep and cattle, which means there's no pesticides, herbicides, blah, blah, asides in them. And just a little teeny bit of iodine, one drop of Lugol's iodine. And sometimes, and I'm not going to give you a guarantee, but sometimes people can revive their own thyroids with some of this thyroid tissue in tablet form. And Standard Process is not the only company that makes it. There's 2 or 3 companies that do, and they all get it from New Zealand. Plus, a drop of Lugol's iodine a day, and that does work nicely for some folks. And by the way,
just
ma'am,
one drop of a Lugol's?
That's all it takes, ma'am. That's all it takes, one drop a day, and I wouldn't go past that without talking to your doctor.
Okay, so what is a normal range for the free T3? What would you say would be a good range?
Well, here's the trouble, ma'am. It depends on your laboratory. They use different means. So I like to see it smack dab in the middle of whatever normal range the laboratory tells us they're using.
Okay, all right. And through the thyroid glandular and the iodine, I should be able to just normalize it?
Well, especially if you happen to be under 40, you've got a good chance of it, ma'am.
I'm not.
Okay, well, then you still have a chance. It's just not quite as good because now we have to, after that age, we have to make sure we're digesting that thyroid tissue. But your natural medicine doctor can help you with that, too.
All right. Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am.